itu terus berguling. Aku aja kurang bertemu kencan di malam minggu.
Listener, today's music corner presents a traditional song from West Kalimantan entitled Alok Galing Lasong Laban. It is a song from Sambas Regency. This song often accompanies a dance called Alok Galing. Alok Galing itself is a term for a traditional rice pounding tool of Sambas people. The lyrics of the song contain expressions of happiness of the Sambas people during harvest time, making amping a Sambas specialty. Amping is made from roasted rice, then pounded using pestle and mortar. Well, listener, let's enjoy the song Alok Galing Lasong Laban by Sumastika S. and Friska Juriana.
Kawan, lahai kawan, alok galing, the talent sensing first, how the manager of each of the food service unit, the SPPG, can continuously provide variety of quality and safety nutritious food based on the local availability of the food. Without depending on the local food availability, the program later on will be biased. That's why we need also the role of the local agriculture office, local fishery office, and animal husbandry office to produce more fruit locally. Yeah. So the benefit also is not only for the children and mother, the target beneficiaries, but the benefit also will gain by the local farmers, by the local traders, by the producers of the local food. And the second one, the challenge is how to maintain the safety of the kitchen, the facility in the SPPG or in the food service unit, including water and sanitation, to maintain the safety of the food provided to the target beneficiaries. We cannot imagine if something wrong, missing in the control of the food safety states, and then we'll have a big problem. So as long as we maintain the sanitation of the food service unit and also the people working there and all the process be safety, and then the challenge will be minimized on the food safety.
Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.
Yeah.
Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
That was a great song, right? So let's move on to our next segment. We have an interesting story and useful information coming up. So the information is about Lengkuas Island, a pristine beach, the icon of Belitung. With a total area of less than 1 hectare, Lengkuas is located within the Sijuk sub-district Belitung Regency. While it may be small in size, never the place it offers a wide range of splendors. So this humble little island offers idyllic landscape, lush palm trees and shrugger in boulders that are great fun to climb on or swim beneath. So when you visit Belitung, you can visit Lengkuas Island for swim or climb. Well, listener, this is the song for you, Raisa, Jatuh Cinta. Balinese dance, which uses sounds from the mouth. Without Balinese traditional music, it makes Ketak dance different from other dances in general. Ketak dance
is performed by male dancers with Balinese clothes. Around 60 to 80 dancers sit in a circle and take turns in producing the sound of putak in order.
This is quote of the day. One can be great only when he changes the world into a better place. Bung Tomo. Bung Tomo is a national hero. He played a crucial role in maintaining Indonesian independence. He is known for his blazing spirit for a revolution and consistency in fighting the colonizers. He moved through fiscal struggle and propaganda. Bung Tomo's famous speech burned the spirit of youth and Islamic boarding school students. He also showed creativity in formulating strategy while showing honesty and integrity.
Tuhan tolonglah, hapus dia dari hatiku, hatimu. Kini semua percuma, takkan mungkin terjadi kisah cinta yang selalu aku banggakan. Kau hempas semua rasa yang tercipta untukmu. Tanpa pernah melihat betapa ku mencoba jadi yang terbaik untuk dirimu. Mengapa tak bisa dirimu yang mencintaiku tulus tanpa adanya? Aku memang bukan manusia sempurna, tapi ku layak dicinta karena ketulusan. Biarlah waktu yang jawab semua. Tanya hatiku.
When visiting the archipelago, the first thing that comes to mind is the cuisine. The Voice of Indonesia team on a visit to Natuna Riau Islands did not waste the opportunity by exploring the specialties of this northernmost region in Indonesia. Of the many typical Natuna foods, we were very interested in foods that are thought to have existed for hundreds of years, namely the tabel mando and kernas. At first glance, the shape resembles contemporary food, namely pizza and nugget, a typical food from Italy and America. When the Voice of Indonesia team tasted it, we immediately liked the taste, which is delicious, savory, and said to be very nutritious because the main ingredients are sagu and fresh sea fish, which have number one quality. The same thing was also expressed by a tourist from Jakarta, Yatno.
Delicious. The fish doesn't taste fishy.
More interestingly, this tabel mando and kernas snack does not exist in any area except in Natuna. We think that its taste is very good and able to go national and even international, beating pizza and nuggets, which have only been popular in Indonesia in the last few decades, while this Natuna specialty is believed to have existed for centuries. The Voice of Indonesia team searched for this delicious food maker by tracing from one resident's house to another around Granai City, the capital of the Natuna district. According to information from a local resident, we met Juleha, 34 years old. There is something unique about this woman who has had 3 children. Because she is very famous as a maker of pizza and nuggets ala Natuna, Juleha is better known by the nickname Juve, reminiscent of the nickname of the famous Italian football club Juventus. When we met her, Juleha was frying the final stage of the process of making kernas before being served or ready to be consumed as a snack.
In the process of printing and while frying too.
Juleha said that she is able to make tabel mando and kernas because she got a recipe from her parents. This recipe has been passed down from generation to generation. Of the 6 siblings, her parents entrusted the recipe more to her because she is the only one who inherited the recipe for making tabel mando and kernas with details and how to make them, including the prohibitions and taboos that should not be done. According to Juleha, it's not because of belief or mystic, but it's rather to keep the taste itself. Because if prohibitions or taboos are violated, the tabel mandu and kernas will not turn out as desired, including destroying the shape and taste of both. According to Juleha, processing food made from sagu and fresh sea fish is not difficult. It only takes patience for perfect results. She briefly explained how to make the tabel mandu.
Sagunya kita ongseng dulu, agak-agak setengah masak gitu.
I roasted the sagu first. It was a bit half cooked, and then I combined it with other spices such as salad fish and garlic, shallots, which have been mashed. They are mixed into the grated coconut, immediately stirred together, and then stirred again with the roasted sagu.
Setelah itu.
Afterwards, the dough is made like a slab, covered, just to keep the heat low. So it doesn't cook all at once.
Tidak sekaligus. Jadi masaknya tuh lebih bagus.
So it cooks better and the inside part is chewy like pizza.
Meanwhile, kernas, which has a texture similar to nuggets, is a mixture of white tuna and sagu.
Uniquely, the sagu used is grain sagu instead of sagu flour. After the dough is molded and then fried, the black sagu grains like whole black pepper grains stand out, making the shape of the kernels more attractive and appetizing.
Pakainya ikan tuna. Ikan tuna itu...
The tuna used is tuna or white sinback fish.
Kita di Natuna itu simbik debit.
In Natuna it is called simbik debit.
Tulang-tulangnya bisa di...
The fish is clean, the bones removed, can be powdered or blended.
Seperti bawang putih saja ya. Kalau
then there are other spices such as garlic, black pepper, and devil's chili pepper.
Terus bumbu mulainya tuh secukupnya.
Other spices are to taste according to needs and the manufacturing process. How about the sago grains are cooked first? Sago grains that have been cooked are then mixed with raw and whole grain sago.
The tabel mando and kernas are two of the many special Natuna specialties. These foods are served for daily meals such as for snacks, family meals, traditional and government events. Even it's so popular, the tabel mando and kernas also become souvenirs for tourists. According to head of the Natuna Tourism and Culture Office, Hardi Nancha, the tabel mando and kernas are superior culinary products from Natuna Regency, Riau Archipelago Province.
Nggak ada di tempat lain.
It doesn't exist anywhere else. So it's like nuggets from Natuna from a long time ago.
Nah, kemudian ada lagi tabel mando.
There's more tabel mando. Tabel mando is a Pizza Hut from Natuna. So it's not fish stock, but it's real fish meat. So the taste of the fish is great.
Pakai sambal makannya.
It's eaten with sambal. So it's made specially. We can find it everywhere, such as in Jakarta. So it's frozen. There is no preservative at all.
Hardi Nansha hopes that someday the tabel mando and kernas will be more popular than Western food, such as pizza and nuggets.
Wajahmu ku kan selalu mengingatkan dirimu, wahai kekasihku. Oh, siang-siang ku teringat senyummu, malam-malam ku terbayang wajahmu, ku kan selalu mengingatkan dirimu, wahai kekasihku.
Is hunted at hot afternoon or before breaking the fast. It is made of coconut milk, shaved ice, and liquid sugar. There are also slices of avocado, young coconut, and frozen mung bean juice called punkwe. The taste is surely very fresh and sweet. What is the name of this food? Gayamot from Bandung, West Java. It is said that this dessert has been there even before Indonesia's independence.
Yang tak inginkan kita
listeners, that was a song by She. Apalah arti cinta? Yes, what is the love? So, for you, if you want to know about what is love, after listening this song, we can know what is love. Well, listener, if you have some feedback about our programs, you can send it to our email, foylistener@gmail.com, or to our social media platform, Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, and Instagram at foy_official. We are also available on WhatsApp, +62 8 21 23 8 1 2 1 3 0. Well, listeners, this is the song for you. Rentobing Lagu Disco.
Bebaskan diri, jangan berdiam diri, nanti malu sedih.
Today's edition of Music Corner of Traditional Song, we present a song from West Sumatra entitled Ayam dan Lapeh. The song Ayam dan Lapeh was composed by Nur Seha, while the melody was written by Abdul Hamid. In 1950s, the song was popular both in Indonesia and abroad. such as Malaysia, Vietnam, and even Japan. Although it has a cheerful arrangement, the song tells the sadness of someone who has lost a chicken. The chicken in the song, Ayam dan Lape, symbolizes wealth or things that are very valuable for a person. The lyrics also mention some places in West Sumatra that have beauty, such as Pagaruyung, Pandai Sike, and Batu Sangkar. Well, listener, let's enjoy the traditional song from West Sumatra, Ayam dan Lape by Deradi. Enjoy!
Flow of the Opak River and the rock. Of the Opak River and the rocks on the edge of the river, this tourist spot is very popular. The place is named Watu Kapal Tourism Park. Watu means rock and kapal means boat or ship. It is so named because among the rocks there is one which is shaped like a boat. At Watu Kapal Tourism Park, visitors can do fun activities such as river tubing and cliff jumping from a height. To do this, of course, you must be able to swim and have guts. The distinctive cliff shapes, greenish, clear, and clean river water with natural plants on the cliff make the color combination very fitting and very beautiful. Besides that, the air is very cool. The shady trees becomes one unit of refreshing natural scenery. It feels incomplete if we visit this place without capturing the beautiful times there. Many promising photo spots that can be used for group photos and selfies. The location of the Watu Kapal Tourism Spot is in Klenggotan Hamlet, Sremulyo Village, Siungan District, Bantul Regency. It is approximately 13 kilometers from the center of Jogja City towards Wonosari and takes about 25 minutes to travel. Because this place is still relatively a new tourist spot, the manager has not yet charged visitors for entrance tickets. So, if you are in Yogyakarta, take the time to visit Batu Kapal Tourism Park that offers cliffs, natural, distinctive architecture made directly by nature and for humans to enjoy. Therefore, when visiting this place, make sure to keep the environment clean and not littering.
A bamboo musical instrument typical of West Java. The musical instrument is originated from Indonesia's cultural wisdoms, which has been declared by UNESCO as World Cultural Heritage.
Siang malamku selalu menatap layar tempatku untuk online, online.
Tidur telat, bangun pagi-pagi, nyalain komputer online lagi. Bukan mau ngasih kerjaan, email tugas diserahkan. tapi malah buka Facebook. Padahal face masih ngantuk. Galer raya orang mabuk, pala naik turun ngangguk-ngangguk. Sambil ngedownload MP3, colok iPod USB kiri, ngecekin postingan forum, apa ada balesannya belum? Biar belum sikat gigi, belum mandi, tapi kalau belum online paling anti. Lihat transfer my page YouTube, me and him, everybody YouTube.
Yang malamku selalu meratap layar tepat untuk online, 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 online. Dari dati borteradu, pasang bilmos dan lagu.
Here's Newsline. The House of Representatives has emphasized the importance of officially designating the Maritime Security Agency, or Bakamla, as Indonesia's Coast Guard. Deputy Chairman of Commission 1, Ahmad Heriawan, conveyed this during a hearing with Bakamla head Vice Admiral Ivan Shah to discuss the Maritime Security Bill in Jakarta on Monday. Heriawan stated that the bill's discussion is crucial as Indonesia is an archipelagic nation with vast maritime territory. Indonesia's Health Minister is advocating behavioral change to raise awareness and prevent hearing loss among at-risk groups, including children, students, individuals working in noisy environments, and those with degenerative disease. The Ministry's Acting Director General of Disease Prevention and Control, Yudi Pramono, noted here on Monday that based on the 2023 Indonesian Health Survey, the prevalence of hearing loss among individuals over 1 year old stood at 0.4%. That was Newsline.
It's global or being global, what is for us? Everything will burn, everything will drown if you don't look around.
Lihatlah dunia semakin berubah. Seperti dulu.
Mandu Beach, which is located in Sukabumi, has a unique, exotic and natural beauty. This beach is one of the famous beaches in Sukabumi, with the distinctive beauty of cliffs jutting into the sea. In addition, this beach has a mystical history that has been well known and recognized by the local residents.